Miss Knox. I've been intending to write to you for some time to let you know of my movements during the last few months, but I'm afraid that this is the first opportunity I have to really settle down to letter writing. I dare to say you've heard that I've been a member of the WAAF for approximately 7 weeks now and find the work intensely interesting. I hope to become a wireless telegraphy operator in just a matter of another 5 months or so, or perhaps, if I'm lucky, before that period. I've only been doing the Morse for 4 weeks. The first 3 were taken up with our rookies course, which was marvellous fun. We have about 5 hours of work time a day. This is broken up at intervals by physical training and drill, of which, incidentally, the Air Force is very proud and not without cause, for believe me, those periods certainly are composed of concentrated drilling. Revelry is at 6 and stand to at 8 in the morning, when we work through with the necessary break for lunch until 5, when we stand down for the day. From then, we are free to do as we wish on the station until tattoo. This, of course, is a rather large RAAF unit and has the largest WAAF establishment in Australia, so that the opponents present are very reasonable. Dances are held twice a week. 2 canteens are open every night, run by voluntary workers. I think the only things I do not like about the life are the injections and the moment I am in hospital as a result of same. The trouble is that we seem to get them all at once. Last Monday, I received tetanus and typhoid needles, which made me feel quite ill and extremely depressed for a day or two. However, all being well, I should be out tomorrow, or hope so. I was disappointed not to be present for the school sports this year, and also for your very kind invitation to attend the presentation of leaving certificates, and trust to be able to renew friendship sometime in the very near future. I am sincerely yours, Lorraine Colley.